The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
We're good.
The way you was looking on the camera, it was funny, man.
Who, me?
No, Jamie, man.
Yeah, we're waiting on to give you a chance. We didn't want to push you, but you know.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask y'all something.
Okay.
Have you seen the Apple goggles?
The Vision Pro?
The Vision Pro?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think it's cool, man, but it looks stupid as fuck, and I can't get down with looking stupid as fuck. Not because I'm an egotist, but I'm egotistical or anything, but just because it looks stupid as fuck. So like, it looks really stupid.
Yeah, so when it gets smaller, you're going to get it.
Yeah, I definitely. If it were regular glasses, they'd be bought already.
All right.
That $3,500 is no joke, though. That's way, way too expensive.
Nigga, you got commas, you said.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
How long are we going to do this?
Did they stop coming?
How long are we going to do this?
Probably for just a couple more comments.
$3,500 is crazy. It's like a used Civic. That's crazy.
Right. Like, it's people that can buy a car and be happy with that car for $3,500. You know what I'm saying?
16-year-old right now?
Right.
They'll take that. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
I don't like him at all. It's like, okay. I think I'm starting to get old.
Yeah, you are.
Because my thing is, I tried him on, and it's cool. Like, if you like a project manager or you got a lot of tasks, this is the perfect tool for you.
Nah, I got a lot of tasks. This shit is not perfect for me. It's
you
too
much.
You
can do everything.
Yeah, but it's...
That's the whole point, though.
Yeah, but it's
focus-wise, that's what you're
saying. I miss that. If you got a what?
If you're
a lot of tasks?
Tabs. So if you got to do a lot of things for your job, like you know,
oh,
you're working
okay.
on this project, you're working on that project.
It helps
project.
You multitask better,
yeah,
is
yeah.
what he's trying
and
to say.
Then
yeah.
You got to watch this. You could do a bunch of different things at once if you got the brain for that.
Did y'all see the guy in the coffee shop who was making the order and he had like the office list on the left side?
Yeah.
And he was able to, it's like, oh yeah, so I need to get, no, 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 no. He was talking to him. That's cool. The idea is cool. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. It's a cool idea. I don't know that it would help me be more productive though, because it gives you the options to not even have to sit at a desk. You can lay in your bed and work from laying down position, but you're still sick. Yeah, I gotta go get me some now. You just convinced
me. That's more productive. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if
I gotta
work,
go get them
for work, I would kill at that thing for work. Like, cause it, especially I'm sure with how you use it, that the more data starts to get onto you.
Only problem
be
with that though is VPNs. So unless your company gives you it, like takes over the Vision Pro. They're not going to let you put behind VPN stuff on those.
You know how for your company, your phone don't do BYOB?
BYOD. Bring your own device.
You have to get your own model. Yeah, yeah. So they could just do that for it, right?
Maybe.
At the party.
Maybe. But have you ever had a company BYOD your computer or just your phone? Because see, there's...
They gave me a computer. So,
right, so that's so different. So like
but
way,
my phone
the,
is...
The way we set up profiles for a phone, because I used to do... You know, I did this for a company, just one of my last jobs. For Max. So the way we send profiles to a phone is different than the way we send profiles to a computer. Sure. When I set up my policies for a computer, I want the whole computer.
Yeah, the phone, you can't do
you see
that
what I'm saying?
They don't know how much porn I'm watching.
Well, not just that. It's just that I can give you Outlook and Teams on your phone.
Yeah.
I can have a policy that requires you to use like an Outlook authenticator on your phone.
Yeah.
And that's all you need for that.
Yeah,
because I'm limiting what we're allowed. The policy that I'm giving you is limited in what you have access to. If you're on your phone and you just did a BYOD, unless I take over the phone, if it's just like the policy that allowed you to do Outlook and that kind of stuff, that's just conditional access. That's different, right? But if I'm going to take over your phone, which I would have to do if you were going to ever get behind a VPN on that phone, you're not going to be able to use it for your personal stuff anymore. That's a work phone that you can also use for personal, but I'll have access to it all.
Oh, so for
all of it,
the ability to get the VPN, you have to have access to it all?
For me to give you VPN.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As a company, you're going to have to give me access to your entire phone. I need to know everything you're doing with that phone just in case there's a red flag for you being the beginning of a bullshit
I see what you're
campaign.
Saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you have is conditional access. It's not the same thing. There's conditions that allow you to use Teams and Outlook and all that kind of stuff.
That's exactly
I sound smart right now. I'm not that smart.
But I see what you're saying.
But with the computer, I take the entire computer. Yeah. The policies I put on that computer give me access to everything. If you create a new user, which I probably won't even let you do, but if I did, I'd have access to that user too.
Which is why they tend to give you the computer.
That's why they give you the computer, because now you don't have any excuse. That's not your computer. That's my computer. You got to give it back. Yep. And while you got it, everything you do on that computer, I have access to.
Yeah, and that's why you should not do nothing.
So that's why Vision Pro doesn't work, because you'd have to give it completely to your company, and then they're able to see everything else.
Yeah, they would have to have their own Vision Pro.
Yeah, and I mean, when you quit, of course, they'll take the policies. I'll take that policy off, that profile off. But while you're using it for company stuff, in order to get behind the VPN, you're going to have to let me have access. And that's why this wouldn't work for me, because I would need to be able to use my shit for whatever. I mean, imagine porn in
yeah,
in,
that's what. Yeah,
yeah, like I need my porn in virtual reality.
So that's my thing. Boy. With it. That's what my thing with it. With seeing the Vision Pro and then seeing how people look stupid in the train, and things like that. Even though he would get small in that, for me, I'm starting to feel like I got to dissociate myself with the tech. Because,
well, you know what? You started saying it was stupid, but then you said it was. Then you told me all the reasons why I should get it. You made me want to get it
for
again.
For project management wise, a guy like you that's really in tune, you could get it. But young niggas, I don't want them.
Well, you're
to,
saying the dangers of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and, let's hear you out.
Because
okay.
My thing is, like you just said, porn, right? Like something like, as simple as like enjoying porn,
right?
If you start watching it on the Vision Pro, now you won't even be able to watch it on your phone no more. To the point now, if you're really now a porn addict, you're gonna have real problems when it comes to do the real thing. That's just porn. Niggas don't even know.
As long as your girl's cool with you wearing it in bed, that's enhancement.
Niggas don't even know how to.
Oh, your boy Tim. Tim could be watching porn of a guy having sex with a girl, and he could be having sex with a girl.
He might turn 50%.
or he thinks he's at a water park, and it's not really cum.
But niggas don't even know what 5 times 5 = 25 no more, because they don't do math anymore with their heads. And that's my problem. Like I was trying to figure out why niggas don't understand context clues when they watch videos or a meme or a tweet. And it's shit like, because we don't utilize those skills anymore.
Because we
don't
finish the sentence, because we don't have any context. That's why they don't get context. Because there's what is context clues? What does that mean?
Pretty much getting context. I don't want to use the same word.
Well, no, but that's what it is. Yeah, there's context in the real world.
Yeah.
So when I tell you this thing, you can use the context clues in the real world. But if you've never experienced those real world contextual events or items, what are context clues anymore? It's just what I tell you. And so what I tell you could be phony, fake, whatever. You have nothing to root to judge it against. So your contextual ability is gone. That's right. It's true.
Yeah, and then like you just said, the thing you were worried about, the Vision Pro is, because of all the things you could do, you don't think you would be focused on one singular thing.
I can't.
And it's going to create more ADHD or ADD, whatever.
Did you see that dude watching that whole wall basketball game?
Yeah, you talking about the dude that made his house, each wall in his house, a frame for the Vision Pro?
Yeah.
One is the TV, one is this grab for work.
How the fuck
he
you
watch? He had like cooking recipe on the side.
How are you watching? And he turned around and did something else. How are you watching a full wall game, but you're also going to do your work? Come on, man.
And that's what I'm saying. When you start seeing that, there was a video of a guy in Atlanta crossing one of the streets, and then he stopped in the middle of the cross to move something. It's just like, yo, like, texting and driving is a problem.
Right.
I know you can see through this one.
Yeah.
But my thing is, are they going to keep sending us to a place, and the more younger and younger kids are born with access of these things, we're just no longer going to utilize our brain. And that's why I want to dissociate myself, because I want to still utilize the brain. I still want to be able to write well. Like, kids now don't even have good handwriting.
So you don't think you're using your brain when you watch Apple Vision Pro or a computer or your phone?
Not really.
You don't.
It's doing the thinking for you.
Huh. Yeah, the thinking for him. It's
who's doing the processing?
It. How? You're just doing the inputting.
You're doing, I'm with Mac on that one. Because, like even now with ChatGPT, like right now, right? People use ChatGPT to build resumes. Great tool to use to build a resume. I recommend it. I would give you advice. You should use it to build your resume.
Right.
But we are now losing the art of now building our own, like little simple things like that, we should not go away from. I understand it's faster, it's better, and I'm not saying don't utilize it, but I'm saying the more and more we keep going that path, we're just, eventually we're just not going to, it's going to be an AI that's going to walk for us. We're not even going to walk.
Well, you're not necessarily walk for us, but we'll do the things that we... Like, I need to go up and get a drink of water. It just does it. It knows you want it. You don't even have to ask for it. It just knows you are getting thirsty.
Have you seen Wall-E?
No. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I was an adult.
How did the people in Wall-E look?
Fat.
Fat, and then, but not just fat. What they were embedded into.
What?
Right.
They were always sitting in like a car, a moving like one-seater car. They never stood.
Or their little office chairs, right.
Yeah, it's like a machine that was taking them every.
Jamie Mac.
So this is the thing.
This is the death of French Reggie, the beginning of Jamie Mac 2. Everything's going to be a movie reference now. Everything's going to be.
But like,
damn.
I'm just saying, like there was a time, like when the internet first started, it was military, right?
Right.
There was a time certain technology started, it was for offices, for that specific industry.
Yeah.
Now they make everything for everybody. They don't even make, you know, so it's like.
Like these hoes.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, for
technology is for everybody. And technology just belongs to the streets.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. I just think like there's a little. Either we need to be able, like you were born before the tech took over.
So bro, you know what's crazy? When you just said that, you know, military used to use the internet and it became civilian. Do you know that in 95, when I joined the Navy, that is when we started having commercial internet. Like I was on the cusp of when that actually became available to everybody. Yeah. And so we're using it in the military. We were using the internet for crazy shit already then. But the civilian side of it was like, ding, 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 ding. It was like, well, you've got mail. That was when that all that shit was happening. It was so right. Like, it was so chat limited. Rooms. But the military side of the internet we were using was not limited at all.
Yeah.
Our shit looked like 1987. The military shit looked like 2005 and it was 95. So that just maybe gave me a flashback.
There's a reason why they used to do things like that. Because certain things, you can't just release everything for everybody.
Yeah, but you're saying now there's no rules.
Because of Wi-Fi. It's not even about the hardware itself. It's because of just the ability of Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a trick too, though, right? Yeah. Remember when Egypt had that coup and they shut the internet off?
Yep.
Like, they're lying, man. I mean, they're not lying. They're setting us up because their Wi-Fi don't mean shit, really.
Yeah, they can turn off the, yeah.
Yeah, they can turn all this shit off, bro, and you will have nothing.
They say that's the next thing. It's not going to be like the next, like, COVID's going to be like they're going to shut down the power grids.
You're talking about, like, what's the name of that movie the Obamas produced?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Leave the World Behind?
Yeah, shit like
that. Did you watch that yet, Mac?
Nope.
What?
That's crazy.
No. Hold on. What? How did a movie nigga didn't watch the movie, nigga?
Nope. So I watched the new one. It's similar.
The new one?
The new Mission Impossible.
This is brand new. It came out like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Leave the World Behind. It's on Netflix. Check it out when you get a chance.
Oh, yeah. That shit was stupid.
The ending was stupid. That was really, we don't know.
What it was a whole movie with that.
She just started watching.
From the time the ship came on the beach, all that bullshit.
Well, this is the Obamas. You were just talking great about the Obamas. Now you shitting on them. I swear. You niggas.
No, I'm that. Just saying. I was talking great about him.
Yeah, but
but that was one of those movies. It's a bunch of clips that
didn't you're go like, together?
Oh, that seems interesting, but they don't fucking go together.
Like that woman wandering out
the street. What's this about?
Would you have left that woman who was wandering, talking gibberish, and like, please, please, don't leave me, don't leave? Would you have left her?
Bye. Shut up.
Would you have left her, French?
Yeah,
you'd have left her. Oh man.
You know, it's funny because I saw this the other day.
Yeah, I'm selfish.
I was driving and somebody was in the middle of the road with their hazards on, standing outside their car.
And you didn't
even... I said, right on around.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this shit. Like, again, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just...
The world has scarred you.
Right. Yeah. That you need help and you're a good person. But fuck that. You're going to have to use a cell phone or someone else is going to have to help
you. You ain't got no man?
It ain't me.
Yeah.
It was a dude, I think.
That sucks, though.
It does.
Because I want to be helpful.
I sped up.
So, you know what's so crazy about that Vision Pro, though? I was reading an article today where it was a guy who was saying in the 90s, he remembers being a kid and getting stuff. He got, like, his parents took him to this mall that was having this expedition. They put him on stage. He put on this
augmented reality.
And he was immediately transformed into this cartoon world where he was a cowboy. And he looked over, and the guy who set him up was also a cartoon. They both had guns, and they could shoot, but it wasn't like planned out yet. They're like, this is the future. It's coming. They weren't able to move or anything yet, but he could look around, and they couldn't walk yet, but he could look around and see the other guy and shoot the gun. And it looked like a real gun. Mm-hmm. And he looked like a real soldier, and the guy looked like a real cowboy or whatever. And then for 10 years, nothing. And then in the 2010s or so, it came back out with the Quest and the Oculus. The pre things for that was in the 2010s, I think, later 2010s. And it took off again. And then it kind of now, Apple comes out with this, and it looks like this time it might catch.
Yeah. Well, this is different too than the Facebook one, because the Facebook one, you can
Quest.
Yeah, you can really play like games and shit, right? This is more of like augmented reality, while the Quest is virtual reality.
Yeah, but you said you put them on, right?
Yeah.
So people were complaining about the seat there, the pass-through is not very good. It's not HD. So when you looked at the room in those, did it look clear? Was it?
I guess it kind of looked clear because I know the room. So for me, because
what room were you in? I thought you were
in the Apple store.
You bought them?
No. I was with a friend that bought them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I know the room. So I guess I could. I didn't. I wasn't paying attention to the clarity.
What? How the fuck you don't look at that? That's him. That'd be. The,
I mean, it was. It
that'd
was,
be the
it,
first thing I would want to see. Like how real? How much reality is it that I could wear these things for real? That's what my first.
I could because yeah. it's like I'm watching this wall, but I could just see my documents right here.
So if somebody came in the room, you would see them in real time. It wouldn't be like a delayed. Come in the room. They come in the room at the same time.
Yeah.
And would you say it's at least HD quality?
For me, it was.
I don't know if it's 4K, but
it
at least HD.
It wasn't 4K, but yeah, because you could see clearly, like, and then you just have whatever else you got.
And how well could you interact with the things in the room? Like, if you went to the table, could you pick something up?
Yeah.
Without any, like, missing it a little bit? Or, you know, like sometimes you're at the table and you're trying to be sexy with your date and you're trying to find your straw with your mouth, but you miss your straw and you kind of go, you know.
To me, it was easy because, like I said, you could still see everything. You just have shit around you.
Huh. And how easy is it for you to swipe that shit away so that you can see
it? Your eyes is like the mouse.
Yeah, but how easy for you to get rid of the stuff on the screen so you can see the items, the documents, and TV and stuff? How easy is it for you to get rid of that shit so you can see it?
You can just move it with your eyes, or there's this little motion thing.
Yeah, I know it watches your eyes and it watches your hand to see if you're clicking.
So your eyes is the mouse. Your eyes is the mouse.
Sound like you're selling it, French. It don't sound like you're hating it. Matt,
he doesn't sound like he's hating it.
I'm trying to get him to tell us how terrible this shit is, right? And he keeps telling us how awesome this shit is.
We'll see what he's trying to say.
Is because the more and more these things get awesome, we're not gonna utilize our own power, our own technology.
You just said you gotta use your eyes and your hand.
No, he's going back to the whole cliche thing, right? We're talking about the cliche. Okay. Use it or lose it. If we're not using our brain, we're losing that capacity. That muscle is not getting work like it used to get work.
And then the thing is, it's not about us, me, you, or Jimmy Mack getting the Vision Pro. It's about that 6-year-old that's going to start with the Vision Pro as his technology.
Yeah.
And by the time he's 26,
I disagree.
You think he's going to be smarter?
His muscles atrophy.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, he's still going to have to go the fuck outside and run and play basketball.
With the Vision Pro on, and at that point, it's going
to
be smaller.
No Vision Pro. He's going to have to get his ass up and run and lift weights and
have you seen
play.
The kids lately?
I know. Hold on, let me finish.
I was about to say, they don't do that.
Let me finish. They're going to have to get up and do shit. That's impossible to get rid of. That's going to have to be part of our life, because until they create a vitamin that gives us the ability to not have to move and to still maintain strength.
Which they will.
maybe. Or maybe they won't. They don't want us to be strong. Because I look at it like this, right? I don't use social media the way 99% of the people use social media. I'm sure of it because I look at what they look at and I look at what I look at. When I'm watching, well, first of all, social media for me is only YouTube. I don't really do Instagram. I don't even have a TikTok or a Snapchat. Mm-hmm. I have an Instagram. I have a Twitter, but I'm rarely on there, if ever. Usually it's because somebody sent me a link, and because I got that link, I need to see it in there. Luckily, TikTok allows you to watch that one clip without having to download the app. So if people send me a TikTok, I'll do that. And I already had Instagram. You can do that there too. But Twitter, you have to be signed in now. But That's the only way I'm ever on Instagram or Twitter. Mm-hmm. But YouTube, I use to learn stuff. I use it to make myself more rounded. You know what I'm saying? I use it when I have an in-depth question that can't be answered by a simple Google search. I'll look for videos that people are maybe going in-depth, long-form type things. So I think 100% I am smarter because of YouTube. I'm using my brain more because of YouTube. You see what I'm saying? Like the places that I'm able to go, like say that I'm really interested in a topic that you guys are not, like maybe I'm really interested in astrophysics or something, right? You guys aren't into that. So I don't have to go somewhere to be into astrophysics and still be your friend. I can be your friend and then still take time out of my day to look up astrophysics videos and learn a lot and enrich my brain and stimulate my brain to do more and learn more things and hunger more. So I can't agree that computers make us dumber.
You can't agree, but what was the first sentence you said?
You tell me.
You said that you use it differently than 99% of the people.
Right. So what I'm saying
I'm talking about the 99% of the people but not using it like that.
I understand, French, but your son is your son, right?
Oh, so that's why
you have the ability.
Yeah, I probably will definitely train. That's why
they won't get the chance because they're not going to have Vision Pros. You see what I'm saying?
But if I do give them the Vision Pro, just like how you know how to utilize social media the right way or just understand that it is a tool.
Right.
Then my kid might be training, utilize Vision Pro for the right reasons.
Right.
My problem is there was a school in Texas who has like bad reading levels. And so they made a rule like you can't have your cell phone. All the kids walked out. And then the thing is.
Whoa. There was a what? What was it?
You can't use your cell phone.
No. What was the place?
A school.
A school?
Yeah.
And they told the students you cannot use your phone in school and they left school?
Yeah, all of them.
Nah, bro.
They all walked out.
Yeah, but see, okay, so. There's a different problem there.
Yeah, because
that's not technology, bro.
That's what the kids.
Yeah, that's some behavior problems.
And that's what I would say, but what I learned in hanging out with my little nephew, what I learned is they don't know that world.
Which world?
The world without a phone.
Right. They don't.
So and then it was talking to him. It made me realize because he's 12. So I'm like, oh shit, like. To him, it's a different ball game. Like for me, like I was in seventh grade when I got my first phone. So right. I know life without a phone.
Right.
Right. Even better. But then it's like part of their identity. It's like their body comes with the phone.
Yeah, but French, I don't know life without a TV.
Okay.
Right.
But I'm still not. Glued to the TV all day, every day. I know it's a dummy tube and whatever. I can't say that it didn't influence my life. It did in negative ways.
Yeah, but that's going back to how I'm because like my argument is for the 99%, not the people that figure it out.
I don't know if I figured it out. I don't know that I'm.
But not even the people that have the balance.
Yeah.
Because the problem I'm worried about is I'm already seeing people don't have the balance. Niggas can't even turn off social media when they getting bullied. So it's like. We don't even have balance on some basic shit. Now, we got this shit we just put in our eyes, and our eyes can dictate whatever we want for it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just level one that.
But I'm looking at it like Neuralink, though, right? So you guys know they
put that
FDA
one guy.
Approved it, and they did the first trial on somebody, right?
And you saw so far, Mac? So good.
You saw that, Mac?
Yep.
So far, so good with
so this guy. So there are ways to terrorize people with Neuralink. There are ways to kill people with Neuralink, I'm sure. Make people's life awful, right?
It gets your brain.
But look at the other side of it. The person who couldn't see before is going to be able to see because the Neuralink is going to be the brain process and the cameras are going to be the eye. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to be fed once it gets the signal, it's going to be fed to the person's brain. And a person who's never seen is going to be able to actually see something the way that you do, right? Just that one guy is like, what? That's a fucking amazing, right? Think about the Vision Pro when it comes to what was great about Apple products anyway that a lot of Windows people don't know when they're shitting on Apple products is there is no better accessibility device than Apple products. iPads, computers, and phones. They've been doing shit where people who have no ability to move their arms or legs can use a computer like you and I with this little thing they put their mouth on and move it with their mouth. And it does all things Vision Pro does with eyes, they could already do with like this little tube that they put their mouth on.
In the Super Bowl, Google made a commercial trying to pretend their phone do that now.
Oh, really? I didn't see it.
It was a blind guy that every time he pulls up to take a selfie or a picture, the Google AI tells him what's around so he knows what the type of picture is going to look
oh,
like.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it was like a sweet picture because it started with him and his girl and eventually like they had a kid.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get it. But the point I'm trying to make though is that with the Vision Pro, what I was just talking about laying in bed and doing my work, imagine if you were a paraplegic or a quadriplegic and you could lay in bed and do everything that you could never do before. Like sitting up is hard.
And I'm with you with that. And that goes to the idea of when the internet first came out, they give it to
motherfuckers. Everybody can't win. Fuck that.
Yeah, people to that could utilize it. So
this dirty nigga just saying, fuck them handicaps.
No, man.
But that's what I'm saying. What the problem so that technology,
is,
like
the
new
one. It used to be this way, right?
Yes,
it was stronger. It was survival of the fittest. Everybody can't become fit. That world doesn't work.
Okay.
If everybody gets a fucking... Listen, Chris Brady just said it. Life will catch up to you. Maybe they something happened in their family tree that they deserve that. Like, we can't just pick everybody up off the ground. That don't work in the fucking animal kingdom.
My thing is, I'm not even going that far, Mac. I'm going with, be honest, those examples. Back then, just like how the internet was for military, that Neuralink technology, that Vision Pro technology would be for those people.
Right.
Those people that actually need that accessibility too. Right. But now, like I said, it's for everybody. And my biggest problem is now, the kids. My problem is like a six-year-old already using that high level of technology. By the time they're 26, granted, technology is also going to grow with them.
Yeah.
It's going to go to a different level. But what, like we were talking about, like how people don't have like, not context clues, like they don't even know how to socialize no more.
Yeah, but Fritz, okay, so hold on a second. We're
this fake news.
No, hold on a second. We're alleviating a big part of these devices, right?
Okay.
You know that when you set up an iPhone or iPad, it asks you if you're creating this account for you or if you're creating it for a kid. Right? When you do a new account on the computer. I don't know if it does it. I don't know how they do it on iPad.
Yeah, you can put restrictions. Yeah, yeah.
But it gives you the option to set it up for a kid, and then you get to limit the things that kid can do. If you didn't do that, you can't be a person that's complaining. If you didn't even try that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Try that first, yeah, and tell me how bad devices are then. If you didn't even, because what that allows us to do is it allows us to have that wonderful device for that person who needs accessibility, and it also gives us a wonderful device for our kids, but also gives us the ability to do it for ourselves with certain limitations. We can make those.
So you think that the solution should be we need to start?
Governance. It's just governance. That's a winch.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Governance, like you said, but should people
Max says no. Go ahead.
I'm thinking people should now be more, because we've been living with the tech for so long now, like
yeah.
20 years of this fast-paced technology. We should now, if we are not educated, but like we should just understand. I just feel like there should be like I guess governance will fall into that too. Like we just gotta create levels to it, not just especially some parents, because the thing is a lot of parents use the technology as the way for the kid to get the fuck off of them.
Right, they don't
want
to be bothered.
So they're not about to put the restrictions. They want the algorithm. And that's my problem. I guess my problem is like, like you were saying, the 99% don't really know shit.
Do you know, friends, right now I can come to your house and you can connect me to your router and I can go in there and make it so that it will refuse websites to you? So I can cure you from porn by blocking Pornhub and Spank Bang and X videos or whatever all the ones that you use are gay men meet or whatever it is. I could completely make gay men meet give you a symbol saying this website is blocked.
Yeah.
Talk to your system administrator.
Yeah.
So I hear you, but I think that people are not doing anything and expecting somebody else to come in and take care of their kids.
So I guess what I'm at. Oh.
As soon as I found out you're on Pornhub is blocked. As soon as I find out you're on killanigga.com, I'm blaming killanigga.com. As soon as I see World Star Hip Hop, I'm closing World Star Hip Hop. And I mean, I can't get them all at first.
I'll
just watch and see what pops up on my registry. He's there.
So you're saying that at the end of the day, because this shit's going to come whether we love it or not, you got to control your own household.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this shit is fucking awesome and wonderful.
Yeah, that's
however, you have the control and you are pretending like you don't. People are pretending like they have no control, okay, but that's a lie. You do have control. There are already processes in place that allow you to block certain things.
I guess my goal is to try to figure out a way we can educate the people about
to
this
know country. Doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Listen,
that's what we're doing right
now.
Start. Go ahead, Mac.
I'm totally against all of this because I think that the future is going back to analog.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Eventually, that's going to be the solution to it all.
Or you think we're going to get so tired? So we are going to dissociate ourselves from it.
Well, no, because we're the digital world is a in itself a virtual construct. It doesn't really exist anywhere except for
in the ones and zeros
in this place, right?
Yeah.
And so when someone attacks, or again, so I'm going to go back to the new Mission Impossible that's out right now. this is the narrative. There's this AI that's called Entity, and it can get into any program. It can rewrite. It can do all this shit, and it becomes sentient. It's not like Terminator,
right?
It's not like a bunch of machines. This is just the Terminator.
Oh yeah. Well, they were kind of sentient. But
these are different machines looking like humans. This is just a program.
Right. I know. I saw it. I saw the movie.
Another program.
I saw the movie.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And you saw how they were trying to go back to get all their files and put them back on paper.
Right.
They had a fucking room full of people going back and trying to get all that digital shit before it turned corrupted. You don't know what's real or what's not real. And try to put it back on something that you can... is tangible.
So what if the Smithsonian and the Vatican are hiding this shit underground for that purpose? And they're making it, we're villainizing them and making them feel like they're, like we're calling them evil or whatever. What if they're doing all that shit that they got stored under there, all those like acres and acres full of shit that they've hidden from the world, artifacts and shit like that? What if that's why they hid all that shit?
It makes sense to me because again, you get to a point where if everything is all digitized and you don't know what's real and what's not real, what's genuine and what's not.
Right.
There's no...
So...
It's just everything's up for grabs.
I'm sad to say it, guys.
But if you have something...
I'm sad to say it, guys. This is what I've always said about religion. You got to go inside. It ain't no outside. There is no outside. It's all inside. Everything else is a lie.
What do you mean? Elaborate on by going inside.
God is not in the sky or in a church or anywhere else. It's inside, bro. And if you don't know how to connect to what's inside, that's where you fall. That's where you fail, because there's not going to be somebody to come save you. There is no savior for your ass.
Yeah.
Go within. Or go
without.
It's
not in the strip mall? You can't find God in a strip mall?
And you got to go within or go without. That's a phrase for real. Too bad Smooth isn't here to say that. Go within or go without.
Speaking of, did you see that Joel Osteen's church got shot up?
Yeah, I saw that. Did somebody got killed, right? Or no?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old got shot and somebody died too.
In the middle of like a
street. Yeah, lady came in there with a long rifle.
Yeah.
Like, was it targeted at the church or?
Yeah.
Damn, what did Joel do?
No, I don't know if it was.
What do you mean, what did he do?
At him necessarily, but just the whole idea of it. Oh, like, okay. I want to cause terror in this place, I'm thinking. I don't know. I don't think they've got a motive
only
yet.
One person died, that 5-year-old?
I don't think they got a motive yet. I don't know.
This is what I would say. And someone pointed out to me, and I thought it was a very genuine opinion.
The gun to the church now?
If your pastor is a millionaire,
yeah,
there's a problem.
How's that a problem?
What do you mean, how's that a problem? What the fuck are you...
This is the same thing I've been saying, Mac. How many millions do you need before it's like, okay.
You saying pastors can't be millionaires? Like, I don't get it.
I think they can.
For what? From collecting my money?
Oh, and not like that. Like, Joel Osteen said he made his money from writing books and shit. You
know? Man. Yeah.
How many of his books have you read?
None. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And the people buying his books is the motherfuckers that go to his church. Yeah, or the motherfuckers that watch
that's
the
a different
program.
That's not the tithes, though. You went and bought my book. That's different.
According to the Gnostics, the Jesus and God y'all are praying to is really the devil.
The agnostics believe that.
The Gnostics, not the agnostics, excuse me. Not the. Did I say agnostics?
I probably just started.
No, you just said Gnostics.
Yeah, the Gnostics.
So
GN.
What's the
Gnostics.
Difference between those and the
agnostic means you believe in God, but just not a religious God.
Yeah.
You just believe that there's an entity. Gnostics are there. It's a religious group. However, they believe that the Jesus and God that everybody's praying to in these churches, any of the Abrahamic religions, the Islam,
so which
Judaism,
one is God? The Satan is God?
No, the God is within.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they've been believing that for a long time. All these little stories, that's Satan shit. And y'all following it along and doing whatever. But I mean, you know, things like Joel Osteen Church and T.D. Jakes' church and Creflo Dollar's church, I mean, the shit don't look good. I don't know how y'all think that looks good. I don't know how you go worship that at that place.
It
I can't imagine.
It look good, but I don't like the idea that because somebody's a pastor or because they are into the religion, they don't have the right to become wealthy or
well,
something.
Well, they don't. And here's why Mac... And
they
why
shouldn't
I,
be.
Here's why I think Mac is saying that. Because if you're truly of God, for God, the messenger for God, how are you going to be so much better off than the people who you're quote-unquote saving? You're saving people, but you're not really saving them. You're giving them an idea, but you have the money to literally save them, and you're doing none of that. You're asking them to give you more money. You're asking the people that need money to give you more money.
So you can say you're doing
so that you're going to be saved. I can give you this information you need to get to God.
I didn't know. I want to know if it was somebody that used to go to the church.
I don't have any information. I just saw
probably. He probably gave her a last and was like, looking at this nigga like, fuck you.
Or maybe
I'm out here fucking 30-year-old ice cream scooper.
Maybe he touched her. How many preachers have been touched? How many pastors, preachers, priests been touching people? Like, come on, man. There has to be. What is the aha moment for you niggas? What does it fucking take for you niggas to realize that that is a bullshit place to be? Like, I know Max said he's rededicated his life to God and all that. Bro, what do you... Yes, you did. A week ago, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, what is it that you niggas need to see before you realize that that ain't it? That's not it.
I've been...
When I said that, that was more of a within thing. That is not going... I ain't going to nobody's church. I ain't fucking watching nobody's program. I ain't watching nobody's book. Or reading nobody's book.
Mac, if I told you I could levitate, you would make me prove it to you. You would not just go on faith.
Yeah.
I don't believe none of these motherfuckers. Like, again.
Come on, man.
I've been off on churches before we even started this show.
Are you off on the Bible? Because the Bible is what they're going... That's their reference material. Yeah, see? I don't know what you niggas need to see before y'all realize y'all... No, I'm going to be quiet. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
I'm done. I don't know what you niggas need to see.
Jamie Mac takes shrooms, so he's with you too. Like, the shrooms, when you do shrooms, you start to realize the shit.
Jamie Mac
bullshit.
Does not take shrooms. He's employed.
true.
Yeah, I don't do shrooms.
True.
What are you talking about, weirdo?
Yeah.
But no, you're right, though, as far as like, you can't be up like that. And then your congregations, there's people living check to check.
And
some of them like struggling to find it, whatever, you know. And I'm not saying that he doesn't help anybody, but you got way more opportunity. You don't need to be living in a mansion. You don't need a private jet. You don't need all of this other bullshit when you could be using that for the flock.
I don't mind him living in a mansion if everybody's living okay. They don't got to be living in mansions, but they got to be okay. If you got people that are giving money to your church every week and they don't have shit, and you live in a mansion, it's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah. And most of those big churches are that way. I'm not saying that there are not people that are affluent, but there are definitely people that are just fucking broke too.
Man, it's just
and
crazy.
I couldn't watch a nigga.
It's crazy how we're working in circles, man, because this is exactly the same thing. This is the same sentiment I had about that conversation I had with Rio when we were here a few weeks ago about the Dwayne Wade situation. Like, I get it. Dwayne Wade has $300 million. Can't nobody say nothing to him. You ain't never had $300 million, so how dare you? I get it. But then who can say anything about anybody? I got to make $300 million to tell Dwayne Wade he's wrong? Yeah. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. What the?
Yeah.
Like, I'm an intelligent person. I can't see.
We've been putting. That's why I want to dissociate from everything, man. It's like I want to go off the grid because it's like people are not making sense anymore.
Yeah,
online it don't make sense. You go outside. I went to the Battery this weekend. I just looked around and I'm like, yo, people are wearing like I saw somebody with like all cornrows, but all like hot pink, like.
Yeah,
pink Power
it was a guy or a girl.
It was a girl.
Okay, Lisa was a girl. Shit, it's Atlanta, you know.
Yeah, but the outfit was weird. Like it looked like a trash bag with the jacket and jeans that are ripped but painted. Like it's just like, what are we doing? Like
people just need to be seen. So
we don't look presentable.
I watch. There's a channel now. There's a channel. What is it called? Damn, I can't think of what the name of it is. What the guy does, he's a younger guy too. He brings people on the show and tells them how their financial life is crazy. Like, it's stupid. Yo, you're spending $25 a month on this, this, and that. He like literally goes to and shows all their data, like what their bank statements say, what their credit cards are. And there was this one girl on there. She was a, she owned a spiritual cleansing and yoga studio type thing. Mac, you making a lot of noise, bro.
On something. My bad.
Yeah, that's cool. She was a spiritual coach and like a yoga person or something, right? And she was making, I think she said something like $85,000 a year basically from this. But she thought it was, she's supposed to be making a 40, she's supposed to have 40K months. That's what all the ones online are saying. So she's like, I want to be like them. And it turns out she was ridiculously in debt. She didn't understand interest. She thought that she could just pay her all everything with a credit card and then just pay on it, and that would make it so it's like free money, not realizing that the interest was compounding, and every month she's paying 21. Like, he told her how much she pays a year in interest if her card is fully charged, and she's like, what? She had no idea. But here's the crazy part. He made her look like a fucking idiot, but she's a coach. So now how do you go and ask somebody for money when I just showed you online looking like a fucking idiot, like a kid? Now, you're going to give me spiritual advice? He even says that shit. How do you feel about you giving someone advice when you don't even have the ability to take care of your own life? And she was like, well, you know, but I'm just thinking to myself, what is wrong with these people that they need to be seen so bad that they're willing to ruin their business to be seen? She's thinking, well, all publicity is good publicity. But no, bitch, you a coach. You're a spiritual coach. Nobody is going to fuck with you again. Now this guy's exposed that you don't have any idea what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
But she wanted to be seen so bad that I'll put on the pink cornrows and the trash bag, and I'll go out to the battery because I need people to recognize me and validate me and see that I'm here, and I don't care what the cost is.
Yeah. And this is the thing. If that's your swag, that's your swag. But my thing is, I could tell that's not her swag. She just decided to dress like that because she saw somebody else dressed like that.
How could you tell that?
Because you're not even wearing it.
Hold on. What's funny, man?
Because you're not even wearing it. Like, you can tell when people got weird styles, but it's authentic. Just the way they wear it.
This nigga put
it.
The whole judgment, like,
the way they wear it.
On
you know
chick.
What I'm saying? The way they wear it.
Like, I can tell.
You could tell. Okay, like, her. You got a weird style, but the way you rocking it, you have an authentic approach to it. I could tell she just see people online, and it's just like me when I was... thought I was 50 Cent and I started wearing oversized t-shirts. Whoa. Just because I love Get Rich. But I was 10.
You thought you were 50 Cent?
Get Rich was a dope.
Even though you couldn't speak English, you thought you were 50 Cent?
That was the power of 50 Cent at the time.
Wow.
But that wasn't authentic. Yeah. But because I went through that phase at 10, I can see it. But I'm like, yo, you're a grown woman. Why are you still going through this?
So what if, side note, what if the Apple Vision Pros, whenever you walk up and talk to somebody, it would tell you when they're lying or being dishonest or their body language is wrong. And
yeah, like, that's what Joe Rogan was saying about technology advancing it with the AI. He had a one with Aaron Rodgers a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
And he was saying, like, his hope with AI is that niggas won't be able to lie no more.
Yeah, like, you walk up on me talking that shit. I'm like, bro, my Apple Vision Pros gave me a red light when
that's
you said that.
That's what he was saying with the AI. He was like, yo, they won't be able to lie anymore because we'll be able to. And I'm like, it's going to take some time because the...
So what if you could look at that...
you manipulate that too.
What if you could look at that chick and be like, yo, that's not her authentic self. She's faking that. Or you could go to Joel Osteen. He's giving his sermon. That's not real. He don't believe in this shit.
That's what I'm saying. There will be no market no more. Because everybody lying.
You got to have a real business with a real product. You can't... Influencer? Yeah. What the fuck is an influencer?
You can't provide services no more.
What if you could watch YouTube and see the motherfucker? They give you a light on them too. Like, so it's no... You can't be an influencer no more because you full of shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, this chick is a spiritual coach who doesn't know how to even take care of her own life. She can't... Like, she's so caught up in money... How could you be spiritually anything if you're so caught up in money that you're destitute?
There it is.
They're caught up on money. I don't even think it's money. They're caught up on aesthetics.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I know what you're trying to say by that.
Yeah, It's like they're not... Because if it was really about money, they would put in the real work to get to the money.
Right.
You would grind for real
and
get to the money. So it's not even about money. You want to look like you got money more than actually getting money.
But I'm just saying, though, just the idea, though, of the reason why I brought that up was because you were saying the girl.
Yeah.
It's just being seen is more important. Being seen is more important.
I go back to this whole narcissist thing. and they say it's rare. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Everybody is about this
But I would say the social media would probably accelerate that type of behavior.
Yeah.
Because selfies, like everything is about self. And so if you do a 10-year run with that, you might now implement in your life, and this is why everybody's acting like that. So
okay, I know that I've, since the beginning of the show, I've tried to say that, like, everybody's got ADD, or at least they tried to give it to everybody, a lot of us. And I believe that this is the reason why, right? If you have a dopamine deficiency, but these fucking likes, when someone, you post something and someone puts a like next to it, it gives you a release. It becomes this addiction that you don't even know you have.
Yeah.
Or know how to control.
Yeah.
And it's all you want is more of it. I want more of it.
Yeah. That's how addiction works, Mac. Yeah, you're right.
So I don't know, man.
Your sound changed.
Did you? Yeah, someone tried to holler at me.
Oh, okay. We got you back now.
Yeah. So I think we got to take what Bianca said, understanding that we can still control these tools.
Yeah.
And put whatever restrictions, especially if you have somebody young. Because, like, we need to do that because, yeah, I see why they're getting the immigrants.
So listeners who have kids and who didn't know you could do this, look up your router, the model and make of your router on Google, and look at how you can do something called filtering, website filtering. It'll show you how to connect your computer, your laptop, up to your router with an Ethernet cable, like directly, not through Wi-Fi. You connect directly. You may have a Wi-Fi login, but you have to look for that. It might be on the bottom of the router or something. Either way, you can connect directly to your router, and you can let it show you all the websites that are being viewed, and you can go in and pick those out and block those permanently for everybody on the network. And I mean, you know, maybe that means you don't need to watch as much of it either. But you can absolutely get things like World Star Hip Hop or those things to be filtered out. You can even set up you can split your network and have two versions of your network. One that is filtered for the kids that they log in, they have the password to, and one that you have for yourself and your wife or your husband or whoever,
and that's
all the adults. And you could use that one. So, I mean, y'all know this, right? There are 5 gigahertz and the 2.4 gigahertz channels that are there. Put your kids on the 2.4, put yourself on the 5, make it different passwords, filter the shit out of the 2.4, and let the 5 be wide open, and don't give the kids a damn password. Be an adult. Yes. Be a fucking adult. Do a little research and do the work.
And talk to your kids. Let them know why. You know, like, and that's another thing. Like, I'm not a parent. I'm not gonna tell nobody how to parent. But my parents did that shit, and now that I'm older, I'm like, yo,
you understand?
That shit came in handy. They talked to me. They never like sugarcoat shit.
Yeah.
They explained to me why they were doing things, even when I got in trouble. Like, it wasn't a beating. They explained to me. And then, like, I had conversations. Like, that's what I was talking about when we were talking about parents reading to.
Yeah.
Like, I talked to my mom. Like, I know that lady. I don't just know her as mom.
Right.
You know, and
it wasn't just a placeholder. It was a real relationship.
Yeah, and it's go back to doing that, man. I don't think people are talking to their kids no more. And the reason why I say that is because the little time when I'm around my nephew and I hang out with his little friends and the little conversation I have and the wonders that little conversation do, because I'm a little cool 28-year-old in their eyes. And
you're not that cool.
In their eyes, they're like 12. I realized, like, damn.
Maybe you should only hang around 12-year-olds. You be the man.
I was like, yo, they need to start talking to their kids because it's like, I can see that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's because when you're a kid, you ask a lot of questions. And so, if they shut you down, you're going to stop. And you're just going to stick to your phone.
So I did something with my girls when they were in. I didn't let them wear makeup. I didn't let them get weaves.
Yeah,
I didn't let
them call that child abuse now.
Wear high heels. I didn't let them do any of that. So they couldn't even have boyfriends until they were in high school.
Like 16 high school or 14 high school?
High school. Just high school period.
Oh, okay.
Just high school period. They couldn't have boyfriends until they were in high school. The reason why.
What about their makeup?
No makeup.
Okay. The whole high school.
No makeup. All right. No. Now, if it was an event, prom or, you know, something big, yes, you could. But it was restricted to just those special events. We've never. Makeup, not unless there was an event. You see what I'm saying? So stuff like dyeing hair, no. You can't. No. What do you? Because what is the look supposed to mean? when you get dyed, when you dye your hair, what is that for? What are you doing it for? What's the purpose?
Yeah.
To look sexier? To look like what? Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. And I, both my girls came back to me as adults and were like, I understand why you did it. They may not have gotten it then, and they may have snuck out and changed out in the car or something like that. But they, but the point was, I instilled in them something that they carried forward and they understood why. So even if they did sneak out and do it behind my back, yeah, now they get it and they're probably glad I did do that to them.
Yeah. I might have to take
same goes with the filtering though. This is all the same conversation, bruh. This is not different than me not letting my girls wear heels or makeup. It's no different than you going on the website and filtering it. There probably are apps that will do this shit for you. Just do the research. There are probably apps you can log into and will go in and do your whole network, let you do it, and break it up to where you have a password.
Shit, YouTube, inside of YouTube, you could do it.
Where you put in a password when every time you want to watch something.
You make it kid-proof and things like that.
And it just asks for you to give a different password, right?
Yeah, switch to YouTube account.
Right. No, I'm saying like, I'm talking about where you go to, you have a website that, I'm sure they already have this. If not, this is a good idea, guys, if you're trying to create a business. Create an app that will connect to the router and allows the administrator to put in to set up certain filters
it'll
to
be
where
like an AI system
you go to Pornhub.com and it'll say, thanks for coming here. What's the password? And you have to put in your password that your kid doesn't have, and now you can watch all the porn you want to. They're going to get that website. And you know, what kids these days are so smart, they'll work or get a workaround. No, nigga, be smarter.
Yeah.
Figure out the workaround to where they can't work around the workaround.
And then have conversations with them. That way they're not even going to try to have a workaround you. They're going to understand.
Yeah, like this ain't for you yet.
Yeah.
Because when do you think kids start watching porn? 10?
Yeah, around that age.
So you think your 10-year-old is smarter than you? If your 10-year-old is smarter than you, you're a fucking asshole. You are.
Yeah.
If your 10-year-old can work technology better than you, you're a
Einstein.
Fucking asshole.
Baby Einstein or some shit.
No, they're not baby Einsteins. We just said they're dumb as fuck.
I'm just saying that's the only way.
They're getting ChatGPT to learn how to break your shit. Well, shit, you use ChatGPT too then. I'm not using that shit. Fuck ChatGPT. Okay, well, here it goes. Here we are. Then here we are. Yeah. What else we got, y'all?
You good, Mac?
He looked mad, didn't he?
No, my bad. I had the mute on. But I said that goes back to being inherently integrated with it as far as him. This is second nature where you're having to kind of stumble and get acclimated and that digital divide is real.
Nah, it don't gotta be though. That's you. That's a you problem.
That's true.
That's a you problem, man. All those people, they're like, I gotta get my nephew to hook up my computer for me. You're an idiot. You're a grown up. Fucking learn. Learn this shit. Ah, man, I'm too old for this stuff. No, you're not.
Too lazy.
Be a kid again and learn like a kid. I think. What else we got? Mac, is it on you?
Yeah.
But I just got an emergency that just came out.
Okay. All right. You want us to let you go?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But, you know, B, you were making a point about, like, when you were saying how the technology can help the blind people that are paralegic, whatever.
Paralegals?
Yeah, all of that. I was reading an article about how AI can help with the dead. You know, let's say, for example, somebody you love died.
Yeah.
The AI could, because of the data that's collected, you could still have conversations with that person through the AI. So
like that voice, transcendence, like your movie Transcendence.
Yeah, pretty much.
We upload their essence to a computer.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
And then but you could have conversations with them. Like the AI will make their voice again.
I'd do it.
And you'll do that?
I'd do that.
I feel like
is it really them?
Are we
saying that we've gotten technology to the point where it's really there?
Well, for that article, it was talking about utilizing the data of that person to get
So it's artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's AI for the dead.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's like whatever they used to like, but also things maybe recorded that they're gonna have, you know, just so you can still have a piece of them.
See, I don't think people know this about ChatGPT and all that stuff yet. They don't realize that that's a language model that was loaded.
Yeah, but the AI they're working on now is not language model based.
Yeah, but it can't not be language model based.
That could be the first code, right?
Yeah, but it can't not be that. It's a computer still. Even though it may have gotten sentience, it's still a computer, so it had to be loaded with something originally. And to say, well, they're not doing that anymore, it starts there. So you can't say they're not doing that anymore. It always is going to be that. That's the basis of how this works. I feed information to this computer, and it learns based off the information that I've given it, just like a kid. You teach a kid, hey, don't touch that oven. It's going to be hot, and you'll burn your hand. So you keep telling them that, nope, don't touch the oven.
So that information is their Instagram search history, their internet search history, just their old conversations that's been recorded.
My point was, though, that all of this AI stuff, it's a piece of us. It's not like idea that AI is going to create its own reality. It's not. It's creating the reality that we've prepared it for. It's creating what we think our wildest dreams are. So whatever our wildest dreams are, AI is trying to solve those wildest dreams. But it's not outside of the encapsulation of what we consider to be far out. We have to dream it for AI to be able to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I think people are missing is that they think, oh, AI can now create its own thing. No, it's still within the confines of the language model. Yeah. It's still within the confines of what we're. Now, I don't know if they're going to ever get outside of that, but it seems like it'd be difficult to. Just like the same way where we can't get outside of our realm of existence, right? God to us is outside of our existence, right?
Yes.
We're never going to be able to get outside of that to get to God. And I think AI is the same, but I think we're so scared of it that we don't realize it. It still has constraints.
There's a show that came out recently called Murder at the End of the World.
Okay.
The concept is like this billionaire guy invited some of the smartest people in the world to create the future because, famine, all those things, right?
Right.
Long story short, I'm not trying to ruin it, but long story short, there was a murder, right?
Okay.
But
at the end of the world?
Well, it wasn't at the end of the world, but there was a murder.
Yeah.
But it was not the people that committed the crime.
Okay.
Somebody did commit the crime, but the person that orchestrated the crime was the AI.
Right.
But the reason why the AI did it is because of the owner's wildest dream. Because the owner used to feed the AI his fears, his goals.
Yeah.
And the AI felt that person could impact that goal.
Right.
So the AI took matters into his own hands.
Right.
So that when you said that the AI can only do things that we and I that show could just kind of really showed that because it's like we thought the AI was like super smart, but the AI only did that.
It still has boundaries.
The AI only did it though because the owner used to talk to because the owner didn't trust nobody, so the AI became this therapist. So when he used to confess to the AI about his fears and stuff, he expressed those things.
Okay.
So when the AI is calculating all these things and he saw that person, he's like, oh, this person can links to this and links to that. That could eventually impact his world. So, oh, this is an enemy. Boom. Let me.
Yeah.
I don't want to give all the show.
I get it.
But it's a pretty good show.
But I mean, I don't know that that's proof. It's anecdotal. But the idea is sound is that there are still boundaries. Like, you're going to be better than me, but you're still going to be at
my flaws.
To the level of my, like, as far as I can go mentally, that's as far as you're going to be able to go.
Yeah.
They're like, no, they'll be able to innovate. And yeah, they'll be able to innovate, but only in the way that we innovate. They're not going to ever be able to be better than the maker. We'll never be better than God because God sits outside of our existence. Yeah. We sit outside of AI's existence. And yes, God is dying right now. People are killing God. You know what I'm saying?
In a figurative
sense.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe we have a figurative death. Maybe human life turns into something a little more analog, like Mac was saying.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't have access to the riches of the world anymore. But I don't know that AI is capable of killing God in the way that, I mean, killing us in the way that we're able to kill God. It's just figurative, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I could be totally wrong. I could be totally wrong, but...
Yeah, back to the AI for the dead. I thought it was cool when I first read it. I was like, oh, that's dope, especially if you lost a child, somebody that was, unexpected. But I started to think more and more about it. I'm like, I don't know, because is that really healthy? Because you never will mourn properly.
Not just that. Here's the part that probably nobody ever stated or thought about. All your interactions with that person weren't positive. So what happens when y'all have an argument?
I guess you can shut the AI off.
Yeah, but then what? What does that mean? So then you shut it off, but when it comes back, it's like, why'd you put me to sleep? Mm-hmm. I was lonely in here.
Yeah, there was a Black Mirror episode like that with his wife. His wife became like a small thing in his brain.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Is that on the newer ones?
It was an older season.
Okay. I feel like I missed a couple of them. I didn't realize that I did. So I may need to go back and start from scratch and see if I see each one and go to the next one. What happens when you argue with the shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if it's your wife and, you know, your wife used to nag you or something and now she starts nagging you in the fucking computer?
Yeah, because
you're like, bruh, you cannot do this shit in the virtual world too, my nigga. Like, why didn't you air blow my fans?
That was my thing. I was like, oh, this is cool in theory, but if you really experience death in a family or whatever, you have to accept it. If you never accept it, you're not going to be able to move forward when it comes to that person. And if you got this thing that could always make it at least feel like they're always here, I don't know.
What do you think the worst feeling in the world is, though? I would say the loss of someone that you love.
Maybe
I don't care if I can't move forward without them. I'm moving forward with them still. I'm getting the opportunity to move forward with them. If that's the worst pain you can think of, which I think probably is.
That's one of the worst, yeah, for sure.
I don't know that I don't want that even still. And that's a tough.
I mean, that's why they say there will be a market for it, right? Yeah. It's not going to be like everybody's going to use it.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is like what Jamie Mac was saying earlier, like, yo, we don't need to find a solution for everything. Like,
yeah. But that's one that maybe we do, though.
Yeah, that one.
Think about how many people's lives change. Did you see that Busta Rhymes interview where he was talking with the guy, the light-skinned guy from England or whatever? He was talking about why he didn't do music for a decade was because the loss of his dad, he just couldn't put it back together. And this is one of our greatest, you know what I'm saying?
I just listened to his last album when it came out this past year.
Yeah.
Maybe late last year.
It was right before this album came out.
Yeah, it was pretty... Busta Rhymes, it was good.
He's saying the reason why he didn't for so long was because he was mourning his dad's death. He couldn't put the pieces back together. He couldn't do it. So imagine if he had his dad on his iPhone to kind of talk him through. Sometimes he was rough, you know, and maybe just hearing that voice with the sound, the computer being able to process the logic and the sound way that his dad would speak to him. Yeah. If it could recreate that.
And I think that's the best thing about it is because it could give you that voice. Because, you know, sometimes some people do gifts like they record like the last voicemail from the person.
Yeah.
You put in a teddy bear and stuff like that. I think it's the most important thing is that.
This is better than that because it's real time. So like whatever that message was in the teddy bear, it might not be specific to what you're going through right now. But the AI version of that person could be specific.
You can talk about the Super Bowl right now.
Right. I don't know, man. It's scary because you know it's not really them. But it's comforting because it's a piece of them.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily what they would say if they had all the information going forward. But up to the point when they died, it's all that information.
Do you look at it as like artists? You know how when an artist like Michael Jackson, when he died, they say, yes, he's dead, but his music will always live on. Do you look at that as the music technically? Because if your favorite artist died, you could always listen to that music to take you back to whatever nostalgic moment you had that made them your favorite artist. Or if Kobe's dead, but we can watch the 81 point game, we can go back to what they left in this world.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the same approach just with your data?
Yeah, it's almost like is that Mac trying to get back in? I'm not sure.
I thought he was saying, are you still there?
Oh, okay. No, he's just letting us know he's not coming back. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
Oh, yeah, because he got to bounce too.
Yeah. What was I about to say? Oh, 81 point game, Kobe. You were saying, like, is that like the music?
Yeah, it's like when like an artist or celebrity is pretty much, well, that represents that same factor.
Yeah, I would say so. Because again, it's going to be capped off by when they pass. They actually pass in the physical world. So any information they have, I wonder would it like load in newer information? Like, you see Mahomes in the Super Bowl? Like, would it know how to talk to you about that?
Yeah, probably it'll do a probability.
Well, I think it'd be cool if, like, you know, it could learn from you, not from anywhere else. So, like, maybe, like, you tell it what's going on now, and it uses, I don't know, it's very weird.
That you can give it, the better.
It's very odd, but I think there's something special about being able to, you know, like, if I could just hug him one more time, if I could hug my mom or my dad one more time, if I could just tell him, you know, I made it, I finally made it. At something. They didn't get a chance to see that. They passed before I made that last, you know, before I became a millionaire, before I created that drug that saved lives, that cured the disease they had, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if you could just let them know. And even though it's not really, really them, it's the essence of, I don't know, man, I was thinking when you first started talking more along the lines of transcendence, which was, that movie was about, your actual consciousness and upload it to a computer. Yeah.
I think that you think that will be possible.
Yeah, but it's volatile. Because what if the power grid goes down forever?
And then you really dead.
They're dead forever. Like, they're gone.
See, the way I look at consciousness, and I don't think it's like something, you know, they say DNA is like the best hard drive. I don't know if consciousness is part of DNA. Because the reason why, like, you know how when you talk to yourself and you can hear the voice? Who's talking and who's doing the hearing? Is it two different consciousness? You know how when you talk to yourself in your head, yeah, there's a voice talking,
yeah,
but who's also doing the hearing?
Well,
is it the same consciousness?
That's the thing, though. Is it your ego or is it you? And that's the separation you have to learn how to combat. Because if your ego is not for you, it's self-serving.
Yeah.
And if it's you, I don't know, man. Like, does your voice, when you hear voices, is it your voice? When I talk to myself, it's my voice.
Yeah, it's my voice.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's something disguising itself as me, like the AI is going to disguise itself as your lost loved one.
But I always think that's the better version of myself.
Which one? In your head?
The voice in my head, yeah.
Why?
Because I think that's also like the gut feeling, right? I think it's closer to the... It's my consciousness, so in a whole sense. So I think it's the...
Tell me more about the interactions you have with yourself.
It goes from simple things to shit I need to do, things I need to work on.
So like when you're talking yourself through something, right?
Yeah.
Is that you talking or the consciousness talking? Because see, I think that's me talking.
It's
to
me
the consciousness.
Talking, but it's you talking to what?
To my consciousness.
That's what I'm saying. So who's doing the talking and who's doing the hearing? Am I hearing the consciousness or I'm telling and the consciousness is hearing? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because it's happening at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like one is talking and another one is hearing what the other one is talking and could probably even have a rebuttal at times.
Well, when you look in a mirror, who's looking and who's viewing? Who's projecting and who's viewing? You're doing both.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing both, yeah. Right? So that's consciousness is like a mirror. You're projecting and viewing at the same time.
Yeah.
I know that the mirror is not actually you. It's a representation of you. But I think consciousness is that too. It's our ability to project and witness. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that doesn't make sense, but I don't think that it should. It needs to.
Yeah, it makes sense.
If you understand a mirror, then you understand your consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The problem comes, though, is when you go into a fun house and the mirror is distorted. So it's not you. And that's where it becomes trouble because you can... I know how I look,
or
right?
You take a drug or something.
Right, but I know how I look. So if I look in that mirror like, oh, this is some crazy shit going on. This isn't really me.
Mm-hmm.
But do I know how I sound when it's like that? Mm-hmm. You know, and that would be the scary thing. It's like, yo, my brain is... My consciousness is misleading me. It's giving me that funhouse mirror as opposed to the mirror I'm used to seeing of myself. That's where it gets scary because how do you know? How do you know you're in a... I know how to see myself in a fun mirror because I've seen myself in the mirror so many times. But something more abstract like this, how do you know? You could have been talking to the wrong thing the whole time. You could have never had a clear view. Could have always been distorted and you don't know that. Mm-hmm. And how could you know? And I don't think you ever would know because you don't have anything to contextualize it against. Nothing to reference it against. So that distorted view of yourself... Man, that's crazy.
Do you put consciousness and spirit as the same thing in a sense?
Sure.
Okay,
I don't have a real word for either of those things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because like I remember when my uncle was dying, and then when he was just his body, I was like, oh, this is just his body now. This is not him no more.
After he was passed?
No, he was still technically alive because he had all the cords and stuff. He was doing dialysis.
But they were keeping him alive on the machines.
Well, wait, this is when he got rid of the dialysis. So he had like a couple of days left.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, like he's gone. His name was Pierre. Like Pierre is gone. This is just Pierre's body that's just chilling.
What made you feel like that?
Yeah, you could just look in his eyes. You could see there's no more.
His eyes were open?
Yeah, there was no more soul. Like you could just feel it. Like you just look at him and you'd be like, oh, there's nothing there no more. It's just a shell. And I was like
how old were you?
I was like two. He died in 21.
Okay.
2021. So it was just that week when he was dying. Like me and my mom, we was going to spend his last days with him. And I was just like, I can see how each day he's getting worse. And then, like, I saw it, like, oh, this is when he left us. Like,
yeah.
Like, Monday, but by Thursday, he was gone. This was just the body. And that let me know, like, oh, this is when your spirit or your consciousness probably goes somewhere else because this body is no longer good at hosting it, you know?
I just thought about
it. That's why I don't know if we could ever download the consciousness.
I just thought of an issue.
What?
Because the original state of what you're talking about would be a computer that you talk to, and it's just a speaker,
mm-hmm.
a microphone and a speaker, right? I know,
but because the computer in that speaker is the body, but because that thing is inside the computer chip to project it, you could still feel there's something. But when that speaker doesn't have that, it's just a speaker.
Right. But what I'm saying is the dark side of this could also be that they start making it situations where I have the ability to reanimate Pierre. And when he's laying in that bed, he's no longer not there. He's there, but it's not him. It's now the AI. Mm. Neuralink into his brain or something.
No, it could get to that level, yeah.
And the Neuralink could tell his body to keep working. Mm-hmm. Like when his body's like, nope, I'm done.
Just kind of like when you put your body in those pumps and stuff when you can't feed yourself.
Would you want that? Would you want them to? But they couldn't leave the hospital, obviously. They have to stay in the hospital.
Oh, no. If I still have to stay, no, I don't want it. Because I always say, like, if I got to the point where I need something to keep me up, you can just kill me.
Keep you up. You talking about like
keep me erection? Alive. Keep me alive.
Oh, alive.
Yeah, you can just kill me.
Because, you know, Max said if his dick don't work, he want to die.
I don't know why all that. I could still feel some titties or some shit. Use a finger. You could still mess around. There's a lot of other ways.
You can still record yourself masturbating. That's a tough one, though, man. I mean, you know, like nobody wants to lose their parents or their
especially a kid, like a parent losing a kid. Because I think that's the worst one, a parent losing a kid.
I don't know, man. That people say that, but there's nothing worse than losing somebody, no matter who that person is. Losing a friend is terrible.
Yeah.
It's all terrible, man. I don't know. That's real sketchy to me, man. Like, just, I don't know, accepting that thing. I don't know. That's still too far away from me. Yeah. We haven't gotten there yet for me to be like, oh, yeah, Vision Pro that. Yeah. On a Vision Pro, my relative. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about that one, man. You can only see them in the Vision Pro. And they got like it's like a hologram of them. Like, they're in the room with you. Like, yo, that's wild, though. Imagine that, though. You know, instead of it being a speaker and a microphone, imagine you put your Vision Pros on
and the
Pierre sitting over there on the couch with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they're talking in their voice and they're saying shit like they used to say. Yeah. Whoa. You know what I think about now? Well, what are we doing then?
That's what I'm saying.
What is virtual reality if we're not going to do that too?
Well, I think that's the point. Right? It's going to get to that point.
But why
first it might start with a Pierre avatar, not him. But the avatar will have his voice.
But why wouldn't we want Pierre's avatar in our virtual? Like, we know it's Apple Pro, Vision Pro. We know that there's not really a basketball game on my wall. We know that. Even though I see it in the goggles, I know that if I take these goggles off, there's not actually a 900-inch TV on my wall. I know that.
Back to Black Mirror, those guys that were playing the video games, they had to get to the real world to see if that shit felt just the same.
Yo, when that nigga said, yo, kiss me, let's figure out whether or not this is real. And the one dude liked it and the other dude didn't. Yo, what the fuck?
That's wild. The point, that episode was wild because the solution was she gets a cheat week. So you could virtually fuck your homeboy in a video game. I was like, yeah, she gets to fuck in real life.
Right. And you're fake fucking a nigga. And it's a nigga. But I mean, he's dressed up like Chun-Li though.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, no. She
could dress up as whatever.
He was the girl. The dude who was lovesick or whatever. He was the girl. Okay, yeah. So I don't know, man. It's a girl in virtual reality. So technically you're that's odd as hell. That's so odd, man. That's why everybody had trouble with it. That's why I was so when I showed my wife, because I was somewhere. I think I was on that fishing trip with Mac, and we were talking about it, and she hadn't seen it yet. So when we got back to Atlanta, I showed it to her. Her mouth was open the entire.
No, that episode was episode. That episode opened a lot of boxes because it's like, yo, what is like, what if it really gets that far? Because they do want to make you feel things and have sensations. So
right.
When it connects to all your senses, isn't it cheating? Cause now, like, what's the separation? Does it just happen through the Xbox? Like, I don't, like.
How do you feel about that? How would you feel if your girl got on that and was like getting like real dick? It felt like real dick to her.
I would look at it as like this. I would look at it as cheating, just like if you're in a committed relationship and you go pay an escort, because it is a fantasy. It's just the escort is real world, but is
your girl cheating on you when she talks on the phone to a guy because they have a good conversation?
You can have good conversations with other people in relationships.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's cheating though, right?
No.
She's just fulfilling one part of her life that you're not fulfilling at that time. It's somebody else doing it. I don't know that there's any difference than that and having a virtual boyfriend. I mean, not like boyfriend, like y'all go out on dates, but virtual boyfriend, like that nigga gets her virtual dick from time to time. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know that's cheating.
I don't know if it's cheating, but my the way I look at it is how much validation are we giving it? Because look at something as basic as Instagram. You liking a picture of a model can fuck up your relationship. And this is you just liking a picture of a model.
No, that's with immature people.
But I'm just saying, I'm showing
my you. My wife would not trip on me if I liked a model's picture.
Same here with my girl, but that is a thing. So I'm looking at it. If that small shit is a thing, that's definitely going to be a thing.
Yeah. Hey,
I like the model's picture. Now I can virtually fuck her. Like, it's what I'm saying, bro. Dissociation, bro. We're going to need to think all of this.
It's happening so fast,
I don't think we're having the conversations for it.
I don't think that I'd have a problem with it. Now, if it became a situation where we're not having sex anymore because that's all she's wanting to do.
What if it starts to be more enjoyable than that? Like just like some.
Well, it will be because she's able to choose. Like, it's not a real person, so she can define each thing.
So that's what I'm saying. Now it's going to impact y'all real sex lives.
Maybe, or maybe it'll enhance our real sex lives.
Because you'll get on it too?
Well, no, it's just that. Let's say, I'm just talking about just for her, right? Let's say, for instance, there's something that I like that she doesn't necessarily like. Or, let me see, how can I explain this? Because the point I'm trying to make, though, is that at the end, she's able to do some things that she can't do with me. And it makes our sex uncomfortable because she's like, well, I know he wants to do this, or I know I want to do this and he doesn't, or whatever. So now she's getting to fulfill that, so that when we get to our sex, we just get to do what we like to do together. We're getting to do the things we like to do together, and the things she doesn't like. Like, for instance, my wife may want to talk about period blood. I don't really want to talk to my wife about period blood. So, hey, it's great if she's got a friend that just loves talking about period blood, right? I don't consider that a cheat. I consider that means that when we do talk, we talk about things that we both want to talk about because she has an outlet to talk about period blood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that means that situation is settled for her. She's happy because she gets to talk about period blood. And then when we come back to our relationship, we don't have to talk about the fact that we can't have sex today for the next few days because she's on her period. You know what I'm saying? And that clears us up to be able to talk about things, but she's not unfulfilled because she had the opportunity to let that outlet go, right? And that's how I think I would probably look at it. It's like, yo, she's just getting the opportunity to have an outlet for the stuff that I'm not going to do.
Yeah, I think the fear with that is, like you say, it could possibly enhance it, just like how, you know, you could use a sex toy to help enhance your sex with your girl, you know, all that. You could use it as like a virtual sex toy, I guess.
It's not a Band-Aid, though. And see, that's what I'm saying. It's not a Band-Aid. So if your relationship fucking sucks, it's not a Band-Aid. So have a better relationship, and then you can allow your girl to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if your girl decided to take a girl's trip, would you be worried?
No, she just took one.
Me either.
She just came back from one.
I wouldn't be worried. Yeah. Not because I don't think she has the capacity to cheat on me, because it's not that. Everybody has the capacity to cheat. But I think that we're fulfilled in our relationship enough to where it would be so odd.
Like, why would you even do that?
It'd be so odd for her to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Like, just we've been through so much together and lasted through so many things. That's like cheap. That's almost cheap. Like, yeah, that's what you think of this? Like, I don't even think that she thinks like that. So if she did cheat, there would be two things if she did cheat. If she did cheat, it would probably be some bullshit. It wouldn't even be like no real cheat. It would be like,
she was fucked up.
Or, it'd be something crazy, like, you know, silly almost. It wouldn't be a situation where I feel like, she's going to leave me now.
Oh, yeah.
There's this other relationship that's going on. And now we're done because she doesn't love me anymore. I don't think that. So I don't think that her getting some goggles and masturbating or having that virtual sex or whatever is threatening to me, because I think we're good enough, right? I think that those the people that perpetuate the idea of that don't have good relationships. They're not solid in their relationship.
Or they're insecure.
Or they're very insecure. But mostly they're insecure because they don't have a solid relationship. There's something wrong in their relationship.
Yeah.
To where they can't allow their girl to go on a girl's trip and not be like, yo, what are you doing? What's your itinerary for today? Like, when my wife goes on trips like that, I don't even call.
No,
I give her freedom. I give her time. When she calls me is when she calls me. I don't want to catch her at 3 p.m. and like, oh, stop having fun for a minute and talk to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to give her the ability to whatever that is. And if she has time to call me, cool. And if she doesn't, I understand, because she's in fucking paradise and I'm in fucking Atlanta.
Yeah. Trust me, my girl just came back from Gatlinburg with her friends.
Gatlinburg?
Tennessee?
Yeah, but it's like the little
cabins and stuff.
Cabins and little parks and theme parks and like Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum and shit like that. All that stuff. Yeah, I've been there before. Yeah, so I mean, it's just, I think that that's more about you than about the device.
Yeah, and then, yeah, definitely those conversations. But, like, we can take it, everything you just said about why your girl can go on a girl strip, I can extend it to this is what the people that swing says too. Like, they're so comfortable in their relationship. I mean,
I get it. I don't disagree.
Yeah, so.
But I'm going to take it a step further. This is why it'd be good for you to have Pierre as virtual reality. Because you have a relationship with yourself that you know, hey, this is not my life. This is me getting a chance to still connect with Pierre on some level. It may not be the real level or, you know, he can go to the movies with me. Maybe he can go. I don't know. Y'all can watch a movie. He could be on the couch and you're looking at the Vision Pro. He's over on the couch and y'all are both watching the Wall movie. So, like, you know what I'm saying? It is, but you have a relationship with yourself enough to know that it's not. And that's just, to me, that's what the graduation of all this is. The ability to use AI, to use technology, but still have a strong enough base to where that's not more important than my real sex with my real wife. Like, I get that this thing, this woman on this virtual reality knows exactly what I like, knows exactly what I want, and is willing to do all those things with no questions. I get the value in that. But to me, that just enhances the ability for me to do whatever with my wife, and it'd be, like, better, not worse. I can see where people could take it wrong.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we could take it to something like porn. Like, if you become such an avid porn watcher, you may not want to enjoy real sex anymore, but you got to have that right balance. So we don't even have to take it as far as, like, virtual fucking. Like, it could happen right now, you know? So it's like, everything goes back with balance. And I think that was my initial point with the whole technology thing. It's like, we no longer have this thing to balance it.
Right.
Even like you said, I grew up with television, but when you grew up with television, you first started, it was like scheduled television.
Right.
At 9 o'clock, there was nothing on anymore. Eventually, over time.
And I'm not that old, nigga.
I'm just saying, but like, it came with some structure.
It was like 3 a.m.
Yeah, it came with some fucking structure. It didn't just start with all the channels. We're now in a place with technology where it starts with all the channels.
Right.
So, and then I think that's the problem, you know?
But I mean, it has to start somewhere. For them, it's starting at all the channels. It's going to get better. It's going to get more.
More channels.
Yeah. So now that we've had that conversation, how do you feel about AI for the dead now? Do you still feel the same way not doing it? Or you feel like maybe? Or you feel like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe. And then I will probably put some control tools to not, you know.
What is your loved one doing when you don't have the goggles on?
That's the thing. We don't know.
Like, are they just lonely? Are
this
they
is
bored?
Off.
What? Are they lonely?
It's inside of a machine that's off.
So hold on. So when you turn it back on, does it start up exactly from where y'all left off? You see what I'm saying?
That's why it probably would have to.
But then you have to think back. And then when you, the first time you say, oh man, I've done 10 things since then. I haven't turned you on for a week, like a week. It's been 2 minutes. What are you talking about? Then what happens?
You explained. That was in the Black Mirror episode too with that wife that had to get shrink into the dude's brain.
And what was
he could shut her off?
And what was the
and it, when he because when they argued, he shut her off.
So what was her? What how did it work out then?
And the thing is, there was a moment he shut her off for so long, and when he finally turned it back on,
she didn't know it had been that long.
She didn't know it was that long. But
she was still arguing.
No, she realized it was a long time when she saw that kid because the kid got a little older.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
Yeah, so because that's why he kept her. He kept her so
she could see,
see the kid.
Oh, that's fucked up. See, so this is where it gets troublesome now because you have to look at it like, well, that's kind of a person too.
Yeah.
So what are they doing when you're not in the vision goggles? And now it's like you're an asshole because like you're keeping somebody prisoner in a goggle.
Shell, yeah. It's crazy, man. That's the
so thing. Now I say no.
That's the thing. That's why we gotta really know what the fuck is consciousness.
We gotta talk about it.
Yeah, because just like that other Black Mirror episode, the one with the girl from Black Panther, the sister, mm-hmm. when she went to the museum and it was a museum that made people suffer.
I didn't see that one either.
Oh, damn. You missed a lot of them.
How did I miss so many?
That one was dope because it's like that one guy was in jail, but he was in the virtual jail, and that was supposed to be her dad. And the museum, like, the guy was getting electrocuted. He was feeling electrocution all the time in the museum.
Oh,
so
see.
The dad was like a vegetable, but the consciousness was there. So she was able to, the dad was able to recognize her, but he's just
getting
a
shot.
Vegetable of... It's just weird. That's what I'm saying. We got to realize what if consciousness is this thing with the memory that still has all the emotions. It's the same we're never free then. You never really die. I'm thinking, this is why I think death is a transfer. You, that consciousness transform into whatever entity that it's going to.
Yeah.
And who knows what that entity is.
I just wonder, do, like, I don't remember my past lives.
That's what I'm saying.
But I wonder, do we remember our forward lives? Because now that we're here, are we part of the next one? And that's why
so
sometimes.
So is this here the first one?
Huh?
So does that make here your first life?
No.
That's why we don't remember.
No. I'm saying, like, along the line, something along like this. The ones before me know about me because that's who's talking to me in my conscience. That's who's talking to me when I, don't go in that building. Don't, oh, you don't want to go hang out with them. That's, those guys are bad. That's all my past
they
means.
They can sense that, yeah.
That's who I'm talking to when I talk to my consciousness. They can hear, they know me. I don't know them. I just think of them as me because I can't, you can't.
They say that's genetics.
You can't think of it. Yeah. It's too big for you to think of. Yeah. So they just, it makes it feel like it's just you when it's really all the past yous. And then moving forward, you're going to be one of those past yous living through the next you. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
That makes it closer, a lot of sense.
I'm saying, but I officially want to be on record now. I'm saying nah to the AI for the dead because what do they do when you're not? Like, that's unfair.
Yeah, and my thing is you just got to mourn health. You got to properly mourn before fucking with that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, listeners, we reached another episode. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you get, this one was a weird one, man. Me and French just went into like a AI for the dead zone. Reach out to us on social medias though, at No Nonsense Show on all of our accounts. Anything else, Matt? I mean, I gotta call you smooth.
Now keep supporting us.
Nah, that conversation has got my mind spinning right now.
Yeah, those are the things I'm like, yo, we trying all these things, but we're not even talking to people. Like, we gotta be ready for all.
There's not enough conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. There aren't enough conversations. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need a laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.